Welcome everyone to a brand new episode of the Action Movie Guys podcast, episode 439. We're up to the second film in the G.I. Joe franchise. We're up to G.I. Joe Retaliation from 2013. I'm your host, Alex Figueroa, and my co-host is
Nate from Netflix Reviews.
All right, Nate, did you see this film in the theater?
I did. I saw this at the theater. I remember, this is why I love this podcast, because I remember loving this movie when I saw it at the theater. Mm. But you know what? I never watched it again. This is only the second time I've seen it. So I didn't remember, I remembered moments when I was watching it. I was like, oh, I remember liking this part. I don't remember like the story, the characters that much. So yes, I have seen it before and I did like it the first time I saw it. Going into this one was like, okay, let's see if it holds up or if not. The first G.I. Joe, you remember, I had seen that one like five times. This is only my second time.
Yeah, it is funny because I'm with you on that one. I brought this on 4K through Best Buy. I did watch it. It's not like I didn't. I did watch it, but it was like a one and done. But it was very interesting rewatching it. I would say that.
I agree.
Yeah, very, very interested in the rewatch. But look, box office wise, this thing was not a juggernaut, but it was actually successful. So G.I. Joe Retaliation, 2013, budget was $130 million.
Yeah, lower than the first movie.
Yes, it was. But it worldwide made $375 million.
Which is more than the first movie.
Yeah, so it made more, less budget, made more, and it was a success at the end of the day. So I'm very interested that they never came out with a third G.I. Joe movie to top it off.
I mean, technically they did, but because we're going to review it next, but not really, right? They kind of like took a different approach with it. It is weird that they didn't just make a sequel to this, because this cost less, made, and it looks like it, I'm not gonna lie, it looks like it cost less, and it made more, but yet we did not get a sequel, like a direct sequel.
Yeah.
I'm wondering if maybe the budget was gonna go, like, because they got Dwayne Johnson here, and this was like 12 years. So this was like before he became the highest paid, but he was on that path. Maybe by the time they would have made a third one, if they wanted to bring him back. But then again, okay, I got stuff to say. I'll save some of my thoughts for when we get to the characters, but I don't know. I think it is weird that they didn't just make a sequel within the next 2 or 3 years.
I agree. I saw these numbers. I was like, wait a minute, why is there no sequel on this? But anyway, with that said, what did the audience and critics have thought about this movie?
Bro, this was also weird. So I went to check the numbers and I'm like, really? So these are actually lower. Both are lower than the first movie. The first one had a 33% critic score. This has a 29% critic score. So it's down 4%. It's barely down, but it's down. Audience is down even less. The first one had a 50% and this one has a 48%. And the only reason I'm surprised, now having rewatched it, I don't know if that changes things, but when I went to check, I thought they were going to be higher because I remember this being more popular. I feel like it was more popular.
Yeah.
But maybe I'm crazy. Maybe I just made that up. Maybe I just liked it a little better and thought it was everyone else. I don't know, but people did not like it as much, even though it made more money.
I'm shocked also because honestly, it does feel different from the first movie. Like it totally threw a 360 from the first movie, where the first movie felt very campy and corny. This one totally just became a real action movie, like a G.I. Like pretty much what you wanted on a G.I. Joe movie is exactly what they gave you in the second one, if you know what I mean. Like it just made sense. But yeah, well, let's talk about it because there's a lot of lead characters here. It's a team now. It's assembled. It's not no more Duke. But go ahead, dude. Take it away.
Yeah. All right, Alex. Well, this is why, you know, we've mentioned it in the past. This is why this podcast is fun, because sometimes you remember liking a movie and then you watch it and then you don't like it that much. And sometimes you remember hating a movie and then you watch it and you like it now.
Mm.
For me, this kind of falls in the former. I did not like these characters that much. I'm going to be honest with you. They seemed a lot less fun than the characters in the first movie. Now, you're right. And we talked about it. The first movie, Steven Summers, our boy, Steven Summers, the watchable crap king.
Yeah.
Cheesy, campy, very campy. However, sometimes the word fun comes along with that. And here, they're too serious for me. Like, everyone is dead serious. They thought they were making Saving Private Ryan instead of G.I. Joe.
Mm.
I will say Dwayne Johnson seems like he's having the most fun of these characters. It is an ensemble. I don't even think there's a lead. So, you know, we're doing lead characters. I guess he's the lead, but he was Duke's, like, second man. He wasn't even, like, the main guy. And the rest of the movie, he has to kind of take charge, but it's still an ensemble. Lady J, Scarlet's better. I don't care. I like Scarlet better than Lady J in this movie. And don't get me started on Flint. What is that guy? He's so boring. He has no personality. None. That guy has, maybe it's the actor's fault, no personality at all. I even liked the little French guy in the first movie better than him. At least he had some one-liners and some, you know what I mean? Like, Flint sucks. I don't care. It was nice to see Bruce Willis. I feel like I haven't watched a Bruce Willis movie in a while. Yeah. So when he popped up, I was like, there he is. There's my dad, Bruce Willis. He looks like my dad to me. But so he has a little bit of fun, but he's in like a couple of scenes. Other than that, you get Channing Tatum for a couple of scenes. I did like him and The Rock together. I see why they, honestly, the added scenes don't bother me because they added little, they were kind of funny. Their banter and stuff like that. I gave it a 2. I did not like. And Snake Eyes, okay, who, by the way, looks better in this movie than he did in the first because they got rid of the lips on the on his costume. He looked great. And Ray Park is awesome, but he doesn't talk. So all he does is cool ninja stuff. And then you have Jinx, another one. No personality, no nothing. I don't know. They were too bland. I felt like they were bland and I didn't really enjoy them as much. I gave them a 2.
So I agree with you in a lot of stuff. The new cast, which I still don't understand why they didn't bring back the other ones. And
where are they?
Yeah, they didn't even hint at where the other ones are. Like Marlon Wayans, like where did all these people go? But anyway, even General Hawk, which I'm like, where's that guy?
What happened to him? Channing Tatum's now like in charge of everything.
I really don't know what the hell happened in terms of that decision making. This is where I always talked about, if you're going to do a G.I. Joe, the sequel has to add on to the first guys. Yeah. Whether you're going to leave them going, oh, okay, they're going to go off on their own mission, but at least they interact with those guys. And then you go, oh, okay, there's, you know, they're Joes. But they didn't even do that. It was just like a soft reboot to the first film, which I totally understand which it needed. But they needed to bring back at least all those characters. So, because at least I know Scarlet was there. You know, the French guy who's the tech of everything, which he should have been in this movie. Yeah, Breaker should have been in this movie as a main character. Yeah. Flint, I agree. I did not like Flint at all. Lady J, she was okay. It's funny. I thought she was decent, but I do agree with you. Scarlet had more flair in terms of the character. She was funny, sexy at the same time. She was more of a modern military chick, which I totally get. I was just like, okay, great. But it just did not feel right in this world to me. The Rock was the best one because he felt like a G.I. Joe in terms of the attitude. And Duke, I still don't understand why they killed Duke in this movie, but I think it was setting up for the third movie because he technically didn't die when you really look at the explosion. He was just blown to the side. So I have a feeling like if they did do a third movie, he would have been like in a recovery room getting like nanotechnology and they could have used that to like put it in a new body as a new Duke. You know what I mean? But they went with the kill, which I was just like, I know he did die in one of the G.I. Joe cartoon movies. Like, they did really kill him. Like, he sacrificed himself. And I was just like, oh, okay. Remember as a kid, I cried like a little bitch. But I was just like, oh, man. But I agree. Something about this cast didn't
work. They're not as fun.
No.
They're not.
They needed to leave. They needed to leave Duke with Roadblock. I think it would have been a really good movie as Duke with Roadblock.
You know what would have been cool? If Heavy Duty from the first one came back and him and Roadblock had a scene where they're like
both fighting each other.
You're telling me people wouldn't have liked them hanging like off a helicopter on each side, just like
that's true.
Would have been awesome. Yeah. Like where did they go?
You're absolutely, because you could have did a funny scene like The Rock could have had that tank, that little tank, and then Heavy Duty comes out with the bigger one. He goes, mine's bigger than yours.
Come out into the big woodwork.
You could have did something funny like that. But yeah, you're absolutely right. Bruce Willis, you're absolutely right. I haven't seen Bruce Willis in ages. And I agree with you. Yeah, I'm like, wow, very good. I kept laughing because you kept calling her Brenda. For some reason.
That pen, Brenda. Yeah. And then she's like, my name's not Brenda. He's like, it's just a pen.
Yeah.
That was funny.
Yeah. So like, I like his, he always had great charisma in action movies.
Oh, yeah.
Like, yeah. So he was really good, but yeah, I agree with you. Like it was just, I gave it a 3 because I did enjoy, I did like the overall scope. I thought they were really good towards the end. Like once they started to do their fighting, like Snake Eyes to me was the reason why I gave it a 3.
Yeah.
Snake Eyes was mad good. And I agree. It's hard to make not a mute because he took a code of silence, but it's very hard to use a character like that that doesn't talk in an action movie because all he does is nod his head, gives a thumbs up. So I totally understand. But I do like
The Rock. I like The Rock in this. It's just I feel like he didn't have anyone to play when he had Channing Tatum there. Like if he was alive the whole movie and they had that banter, I would have liked it better. Yeah. Once he's gone and he's just in charge, and then these other two are just like wet blankets. They just like Lady J. she was cool. Like, she's gorgeous. You know, she was on John Wick, that girl. And she was in a few other movies. Mm-hmm. But, like, no personality. At least Scarlett had a personality is kind of my thing. You know what I mean?
My favorite scene with Duke in Roblox is when he's like, oh, I like your panties. And he's like, why did you go there?
Bro, that part makes me laugh. He's like, you like my... Well, that's such a weird thing to say. Why would you... Like, why would you... The Rock's reaction to that scene is hilarious.
It's yeah, so I thought that was bad for they doing the target practice. He's playing
video games and he's just spinning around.
Yeah.
Like, what are you doing?
He's like, you're good in real life, but you can't play Call of Duty. And yeah, I thought that was funny. Like, again, they brought personality to those characters.
Exactly.
But
you need it.
A 3 and a 2. Okay, main villain. Cobra Commander, Zartan, Storm Shadow.
Bro, okay. Zartan is the main villain in most of this movie. Yes. And he's not the mummy anymore. He's now Jonathan Pryce.
Your boy.
your boy from 007, the second one. Dies. Okay. All right. Let me start with the positives. I like the way Cobra Commander looks better in this. Mm-hmm. He looks more like the cartoon. He has like that silver mask. He sounds more like the cartoon as well. I feel like the writers here, so we have different writers than the first movie. This was written by Rhett Reese and Paul Wernick, who they wrote the Zombieland movies. They wrote Deadpool 2. They were like pretty popular around this time as far as writing these like action movies. And I feel like they wanted to go back to kind of the cartoon and kind of the roots because the villains seem that way. To me, Cobra Commander, I like his look, but he's off screen most of the time and he just pops up randomly when he needs to. Like, now I'm here at the very end to take over the thing at the summit or whatever. You know, mostly we get Jonathan Pryce as Zartan. He's fine. I don't really have a big problem with him. I thought he was fine. You know, like he's kind of funny. He has some funny parts, especially when he's talking with the real president. I like that. We also have a new villain called Firefly.
Oh, Firefly. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, played by Ray Stevenson. Rest in peace. I always like him. He has a lot of personality. The villain's got all the personality that the heroes don't have because that guy's kind of funny too. We're talking about the taxes. He's like, you know, the tax hikes. He's like, you don't even pay taxes. He's like, it's not always about me. That part was funny. So I kind of liked him. He has stuff that explodes. That's his whole thing is he has little explosive fireflies. And then his motorcycle's sick. I don't even care when he like breaks all apart and like launches it. That was cool. So he's cool. And Storm Shadow, the only one that gets an arc because he goes from being the villain, helping them escape, and then... He has to, when RZA tells him that he actually, Zartan's the one who killed his master, now he's got to get revenge. So he teams up with them, which was cool. It's different. But Destro, total disrespect. Literally, he's in that tank. The guy's just like, you're out of the team. Bye. And they leave him. And I liked him in the first movie. So it's like, again, weird decisions of who they decided to keep and not keep. I thought it was better than the heroes, but I don't think it's amazing still. I gave it a 3.
So it's weird because the way I looked at it for the villains is authenticity in this one. For me.
And you're more familiar with the cartoon than me. Yeah. I didn't even watch it.
Yeah, so I gave it for authenticity. Now, Destro, the only difference with Destro, whatever. He was in and out in the cartoons. So like for me, like when he was like, oh, you're out the band is like one. It's like for the movie is like his big thing. But if you watch the cartoon, he's here and there like most of the time. And sometimes there's episodes with Deathstro and not Kelma Commander. Or they're always together throughout. So for me, I was like, whatever. But I gave it a 4 due to all these villains feel way more cartoony. Like they felt more like in the cartoon than the G.I. Joes themselves, which is so weird, right?
I agree.
I loved Firefly in this movie. He was very charismatic Australian dude, which I was like, this is so dope. You're right. He had the best gadgets. Like, it was really cool. Those little things started blowing up. And I was like, wow. And you're right. The motorcycle blowing the thing up, the facility. I thought it was really cool. He did have funny one liner. He reminded me of Kano when we did Mortal Kombat. He was like mad funny. So like Zartan was pretty cool, but a little bit underutilized because all he did was play the president, which I was like, okay, that's cool. But it would have been really cool if he kept changing into other people like Mystique and doing other stuff. Cause he was like the master of disguise. So I'm just like, dude, you could literally do mad damage. Like with I guess with that character, you could have had so much, you know, portraying different people. I love Cobra Commander, but Cobra Commander is exactly what you got in this movie, is exactly in the cartoon. He's never, like, this dude pops up out of like, ah, oh, you Joes, and all of a sudden he's flying away in a helicopter, like when they foil his plans. But I will say they did, Where this movie did the right thing with these characters more than the first, but I was missing the Baroness. I don't know. Maybe it's because I thought she was hot.
She was hot, bro. There's no girl villain in this.
There was none. And that, I think the problem that I had with this movie is that they needed to have Baroness. Because, you know, I have a feeling it's because of that stupid storyline of the love interest with Duke. If they didn't have that in this movie, the franchise, I think the Baroness would have been here because she could have had another big, great storyline within this.
Like, I agree with you. Like, okay, the love story, it's dumb in the sense of like, it wasn't, they made it up, but at least it tied the characters to the villain somehow. Whereas here, it's kind of random. It's just like, we're good, they're bad. There's no.
But that's the thing. Like, that's the whole point of G.I. Joe's good versus bad. Like,
yeah, I mean, you could do that. Like, it's too
bland. I know what you mean. Yeah. It's very bland. Like, you could have did something. Again, I'm not a writer, whatever, but I would have did something where Duke Cobra Commander could have been in another. Not, he didn't have to be in the same military and then turn bad. He could have been another soldier in another, like, Russian or whatever the hell he is. I forgot what he is from, but you could have did something that Duke and him were, like, in a war or whatever, and he's the one that threw a grenade, chucked it, and he fell in a, you know, like Joker, he fell in a pit of acid. Like, he did something that deformed him. Yeah. And then they took him into a Russian, like, doing lab work, and then he came out, you know, looking at, and then he just vowed to take Duke down or whatever. Mm. I would have liked that more than the Baroness storyline, because that annoyed me the whole time, like, during the whole thing. But anyway, in terms of villain, I had a great time with the villains in this one. In Storm Shadow, look, let me just tell you, they could do a dope movie with just Storm Shadow.
Yeah.
Just like how they did Snake Eyes. But I think with Snake Eyes, they really did a bad job. They should have got a real writer to do that movie. Again, I haven't seen it for a while. This is from memory, because we're going to review that next.
We're gonna.
Yeah. So, but in terms of like an origin, I would love to see a straight Storm Shadow, because you will have a cameo from Snake Eyes. So you could do something so fun with that. But I mean, it is what it is. But I mean, you could even, again, you could do something like the Joker and do like a Cobra Commander origins, and that will lead to a bigger G.I. Joe movie. You know what I mean? Like a cool movie universe. Anyway, I gave it a 4. You gave it a 3, I believe?
A 3.
Yes. Okay. Okay. Action scenes.
Okay. All right. I thought the action here was good. You know what? I'm not going to lie. This is where I struggled, because I thought I liked this movie better. I don't think I like it better than the first one. I don't. I had less fun watching this than watching the first movie. And the action is a lot of it. You know, we talked about it. It's super CGI heavy in the first movie. And some of it looks really good, but some looks a little whatever. But there's something to be said about big set pieces, right? Like, in the first G.I. Joe movie, you got a lot of big, long action scenes. Right? I did not like, the only reason I didn't give it a 5 is because of the underwater scene. Yeah. If that wasn't in there, I probably would have, because it is, you get city destruction, which you get here with Paris, with the nanomites, with that. But that chase scene is awesome. There's trucks, there's, you know, the robot suits, there's Snake Eyes jumping around like crazy. You got there's so many big pieces. Whereas here, the only one I remember is the one on the mountain with the ninjas, like going on the zip lines and all that.
Yeah.
And I remember liking that scene a lot the first time I saw it, and I liked it a lot this time too. So that held up. I thought that was the best action scene in the movie, because it's the only one that is very unique, right? Ninjas on a mountain, swinging from like wires and fighting while they're swinging. And then they got Storm Shadow's body. So they have to keep like hooking him to the wall and then do stuff and then come back and get him and then move him. And Jinx and Snake Eyes are awesome scene. Honestly, fantastic. I think it's great. But it kind of peaks there for me because the finale in this movie, I will say, to your point, you made a point on the last episode about the vehicles. They got vehicles in this one, right? You guys like the little tank, which is cool, but I don't know if you found it weird. It seemed like it was just tanks driving around this grassy field. Like, where even, they're like, they're in a city, but not really. They're like off to the side, and they're just, it looked cheap to me. I don't know. This movie did not, and that's why I talked about the budget. There's a lot of parts that don't look as expensive to me. The destruction of London with that was awesome. I like that. That was the only thing that kind of matched the energy of the first movie as far as the action scenes.
Yeah.
I think Stephen Sommers did a better job than John Chu, I'm going to be honest with you. However, this has a good amount of action. I love the ninja, all the ninja stuff. I love the showdown with Snake Eyes and Storm Shadow in the hallway. And he's got the throwing stars, and then Snake Eyes picks up his little gun.
His Uzi.
He throws it, he's like, pop, 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 pop. Mm-hmm. I love that. That was awesome. I love their fight. And I like the finale. It just felt a little cheap to me. I don't know. It was a little weird. And then other than that, you don't have, like, there's not any memorable, the bullet that like can curve, they used it once. And that was my boy from Jurassic Park. Shout out to little Timmy. That was Timmy grown up in this movie. They used it one time. Like, if you're going to introduce something cool, use it. You know, like, I don't know. I still gave it a 4 because there's a lot. Don't get me wrong. There's a lot. I just liked it better in the first movie. And if it didn't have the water scene, that was a 5 to me. Nothing in here ever got me close to a 5.
You know what it is? I have a feeling with you and these type of movies, and I kind of noticed because we did so much episodes together, like how you could tell what I like. I know what you like. And you like popcorn action.
In a like movie that like fun this.
Action. That's what I'm saying. In terms of it, because I know when you want your seriousness, you like that. Yeah. You like variations, meaning
match
like
the
gun
movie
stuff.
You're in.
Yeah. You like popcorn. Yeah, you like popcorn action. And I do agree. I gave this one a 4 because I felt like this was, it felt more G.I. Joe than the other one, which is weird to say. But this one, I would say that because I remember texting you and I was like, yo, bro, they got they had Cobra Commander's helicopter in this movie. And it was crazy because throughout the movie, some of the vehicles were the vehicles from the actual cartoon. And I was like, yo, this is dope. But they didn't utilize none of it. Like Cobra's stuff is really good too. And that's why I was like, wait a minute, the helicopter doesn't even shoot. All it did is just pick him up and he was like, got you guys, you know, leaves. And I was just like, what? I was like, they just, I don't know. I felt like this, I like the action in this one because it felt more grounded, not wild and crazy. Like, I agree with you with the water scenes. It looked so weird. I had fun with it. Now, I do agree with you. All it did was grassy in the grass. And it was weird because this was near the White House that they were fighting, which I was like, well, what happened to the city?
Right. That's what I mean. They're like over in the field somewhere. Like, what the heck? They were like, yeah, oh, there's like water. There was like a body of water because then they go on boats.
Yeah.
And I'm like, where are we? Where are we right now? Because this is weird.
I feel like, and this could be just me, I feel like they looked at the cartoons and they went, what was the popular cartoon selling toys? And they went, oh, the hovercraft. We got to throw in the hovercraft. They threw in the hovercraft. They went, wait, Cobra Commander's helicopter. We could do that. They threw that in. They went, oh, let's do some tanks. They had both with the tanks. I agree because it didn't feel like a barrage of action, right? Because then you had Bruce Willis sitting in the backseat, which I was like, this is BX because he would have been flung out of that car.
The green screen.
Yeah.
When the thing drops down, it's like green screen.
My wife laughed because I was like, yo, this is not even, physics is not even. And she was like, what do you mean? I'm like, you could literally think you could have pinpoint accuracy doing a donut. I was like, he would have been thrown all over the place. He didn't. Okay. I was like, no. I was like, but it looked cool. The scene looked cool. Yeah. Him and her shooting. I thought it was cool. My problem is this was the scene, and this is why I deducted 1 point. This was the scene to bring out the cameos of other G.I. Joes out of the woodwork. Because remember, they all got destroyed in the beginning, but didn't mean that there was other ones lurking around. Because remember, Snake Eyes was out in the world. Because remember, Roblox was like, the only guy I know will be Snake Eyes. He's the only one that trusted on it, bro. G.I. Joes are so big. You can't tell me he's the only living one out there, right? This was it that they should have brought in, like Sergeant Slaughter, come out in his big American tank with a big American flag and his tight black tank top.
Go full over the top.
Yes!
Do it! But and no, they wanted it to be like realistic.
Yeah, like, no. And this is where you could have Brandon Fraser drive with his motorcycle like off a wheelie.
It's a four-wheeler thing.
He could have
been sick.
This was the opportunity to have the G.I. Joes that everyone loved come out and save the day. Even Duke with like a half a face. Like he come out like and everyone thought he was dead and he wasn't. Like he could have did something like I call the beacon for the rest of the Joes to stay in hiding or something.
The cartoon, they shoot lasers. You could do anything because they shoot lasers. But no, they wanted to make, I feel like they were trying to make Black Hawk Down instead of G.I. Joe.
Yeah.
You know? So you're right. I all that stuff you said, I would rather.
Yeah, I would have went nuts.
Nuts. The first movie went nuts. This one did not. They did not go nuts. They were like,
yeah, they could have brought back, you know what? You could have brought back Charlene, Marlon Wayans. They could have brought back Scarlet Flint, your boy, the
Morocco
dude. They should
have been adding to the team instead of replacing the team.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. And then they could have had the whole banter. They all come together in a circle. Like they banter with each other.
And then if you want to do this, kill them, have them all there, and then some of them die throughout the movie.
You could do something like
that.
That
makes more sense instead of them just disappearing.
No, I agree. Because I felt like, and I don't know if you felt like this, you agree with me on this. I felt like Snake Eyes got toned down towards the end. Like him during that whole middle block where he's fighting the ninjas, and I'm like, oh my God, this is amazing. And I'm like, well, getting hyped. Him and Storm Shadow join forces and they're fighting together. And I'm like, this is dope because this is just like the cartoon when they together and they're fighting. Then all of a sudden it just disappears. And I'm like, okay. And then he's running, and then that's it. And I'm like,
bro. They get sent to that summit with all the old people in it.
Yeah.
And I was just like, there.
They take away the best dude of G.I. Joe, and they were like, you go that way, because The Rock is going to be the one who's going to be ending everything. And I was just like, eh. But the Uzis, him with the Uzis is authentic to the cartoon. Cool. And I was just like, oh. And they gave him the cartoon one when he lifts up the guns.
Yeah.
And he goes, oh, take whatever you want. And he looks at them and he's rubbing it. Those are the ones, if you notice in the, oh, I don't know, you never seen, but in the cartoon or comics, those are his joints. Like his on the sides. He has them on the side with the two swords in the back. That's why I was like, this is really dope. Anyway, I gave it a 4. You gave it a 4. Storyline.
Yeah, okay. Well, I feel like I could see, and again, I mentioned it earlier about the writers.
Yeah.
And even without having like a great knowledge of the cartoon, I can tell they were trying to lean more into that. So a lot of the stuff that you're getting from this movie, I didn't get. It just is not, it is lost on me. I think you have to have a balance, right? Of, okay, let's hit the nostalgia for people, but let's also be coherent and make sense. And sometimes it doesn't. I didn't like the storyline of this movie. I'm not going to lie. We basically have Zartan. All right, so the first movie, you got the nanotechnology. You're introducing the villains. Cobra is kind of in the shadows working, and they're trying to come up. You have the G.I. Joes. There's this nanotechnology missile that they're trying to keep away from them. And it's kind of a basic, it's basic, but, you know, it works. As far as what happened in the first movie, the ramifications are Zartan is still is now the president, which is directly from the end of the first movie. And he's trying to get Cobra Commander out of the prison, so that they could build these satellite missile things that they want to get rid of everyone's nuclear. That way no one could fight them, basically. That they could rule the world. Okay? So it's a world domination plot. Similar to the first movie, it's whatever. But my whole thing is, like, I wish there was more. I don't understand a lot of the stuff in this movie. Like, it doesn't make sense. First of all, Storm Shadow should have been dead. When that guy electrocutes the water that he's standing in, dead. You're not just going, and then falling to one knee. And I get it's a movie. I get it's like a cartoon. But come on. He should have been dead. I don't understand how. Okay, so you're telling me Cobra Commander, end of the first movie, Destro, they get arrested, right? The G.I. Joes know where their base is because they were there in the underwater base in Antarctica, right? You got to assume they're going to go in, clear it out, bad guy's gone. When this movie starts, dudes are in the water jail, and yet they have enough soldiers and people to build satellites to also launch them into space. Where are they getting these resources? How are they making this money? All you had is Zartan is the president, but that's not enough to be able to do all this. And it makes no sense. And I get it. People are going to be like, well, Nathan, it's a cartoon. Oh, it's silly. I know, but you still have to do some explain. I never was confused in the first movie, how everything worked. It was still stupid. This is stupid. And I don't understand. I'm like, I don't know. It doesn't make any sense to me. I also hate, we touched on it. I hate the way they wrote off. They didn't even write out the original characters. They just acted like they didn't exist except Duke. And I think that's a very dumb decision to do. I don't like it. I think it's stupid. But the only part of the writing I liked is the Storm Shadow Snake Eye stuff. I feel like they handled the ninjas fantastically and everything else not fantastically. I gave it a 2. I gave the first movie a 2 also. Let's be clear. I gave the first movie a 2 because it's stupid. But at least it's stupid and I understood. Here, I'm stupid and I didn't understand.
Yeah, you know, it's funny because the Storm Shadow and Snake Eye storyline has a storyline. Like, they always had a storyline. So it's easy to build off of that. G.I. Joe and Cobra Command, it's you have to come up with some types of storylines. And again, you're doing multiple seasons. You're doing per season. There's some plot they got to unfoil and blah, blah, blah. But in a movie way, I agree with you. I gave this one a 3 because I thought it was better than the first movie in terms of storyline. Now, in terms of where they get the resources, Destro, it was a billionaire. So I guess they used his funds and whatever. But anyway,
who are they? The G.I. Joe didn't wipe them out. They just left them. They're like, okay, well, we got Cobra. Y'all can just do whatever you want. Be evil. Bye.
Yeah, pretty much, I guess. But like, anyway, so this is the reason. So I enjoyed this one better. My problem with this movie, and this is why I deducted a lot of points, was everything happens towards the last 20 minutes, right? And this is what I mean. If this movie started off the bat, G.I. Joes couldn't, they took their nuclear warhead, they got rid of G.I. Joes. Great, cool. That scene was dope. Now, after that, they rescue Cobra Commander. Great. Awesome. The first thing Cobra Commander does is he's going to shoot this shit into London, which he did, right? He shoots it, boom, and the whole thing destroyed. Mad people are dead. It is what it is. Now, I'm like, wow, the stakes are super high because Cobra Commander now owns all these damn, you know, satellites. This thing happens in 20 minutes in, bro. They destroy London, and then they blow up all the things in 2 minutes. And I'm like, no. I was like, this should have been in the second act of the movie. So then you could build up the G.I. Joes like all coming together.
Movie, where they destroy Paris in Act 2.
Yes. And then you have the G.I. Joes in Act 3 come out and save the day. And then you have you do whatever you want to do. But I'm like, this could have been so dope having Cobra Commander in the White House doing stuff. Like him and Zartan talking about this is what we're going to do. We're going to get rid of the nuclear warheads from all the world. And then you could understand what's happening unfold. I hate that everything happens in the last 20 minutes because I wanted to see the villains do villain stuff. And again, I know the villains are not going to succeed, but it's fun seeing the villains. You can't tell me it wasn't cool seeing the White House draped in Cobra stuff. Like, cool. I'm like, that was really dope. I'm like, imagine around the world, during the second act, they're dropping on big landmarks Cobra stuff. Like, you're like, holy hell, the cities are taking over by Cobras. And you're like, whoa, where the hell is everyone's acting? Where are the G.I. Joes? And they're hiding. And you could do so much with that within those storylines and roadblocking them or trying to figure out a plan to get rid of all this stuff, you know, whatever. But they didn't. And I felt like it was, again, movie was good for what it was, but I wish it would have been more hands-on. So anyway, I gave it a 3. I think it was good. I enjoyed it.
Your plot works better if there's more than 3 freaking G.I. Joes left.
Yes.
How are 3 guys going to take over? This movie should be bigger.
Yeah.
There should be 100 characters, not...
It should have been. And you're absolutely... They should have had G.I. Joes planted around the world.
Right.
Whether they're doing missions and they're hiding, like I was saying, and then when once Cobra starts to do all this stuff, they could do a beacon or how Jinx or whatever, Lady J put out a beacon and it said, oh, surviving Joes, meet us, whatever. And even there, that would have been dope. They all meet in that section. They all just come out of the woodwork and they devise a plan. I'll go to Russia and with this team and this one goes to Morocco and do with that team. So I agree. This should have been the big G.I. Joe movie we got. Now I know we're getting that G.I. Joe Transformers shit that I don't want. I don't want it.
I'm more interested in that than well, we'll get to Snake Eyes and then we'll talk.
Yeah, we'll talk about that one after Snake Eyes. But yeah, I don't know. I just feel like this is a property in the hands of someone that, I'm not saying that knows G.I. Joe, but someone that could really do good storytelling with characters, I think this would have been a really good, successful franchise going forward.
And it was successful, but it would have been continuous and more.
This should have been the Expendables, like having dudes like Stallone, Arnold, Chuck Norris, like, you know what I mean? Like they are G.I. Joes.
Like mentor, like Bruce Willis did. Like old mentor character.
Yes. Yeah. You could have fun, something like that, but bringing back like you go like
action stars.
Yeah. Like Spain. And then it's Antonio Banderas, a G.I. Joe. You know what I mean? Cool. That would have been really fun. Or you go to, I don't know what Van Damme is in terms of his.
He's from like Austria or something. I don't know. He speaks.
Yeah. So you could have did something like that. Like you visit Van Damme and he's like, and he's in the Guile thing.
He's from Brussels.
Yeah, so you could have had him with the guy old. Remember, like you could have done a throwback with the American flag on his arm, and he's just there training. But again, this could have been a fun way to utilize old action stars, even old villains as the Cobra. Imagine that, like you have the villains, like Gary, crazy ass Gary Busey as Zartan.
If Gary Busey played Zartan, I would have gave this movie a 5. A 5 out of 5.
Zartan is Gary Busey.
Yeah, if it was Gary Busey, 5 out of 5.
No, I agree. Like anyway, but yeah, I gave it a 3. Okay, overall.
Okay. I was disappointed. I'm not gonna lie.
Oh, okay.
I thought I liked this one better, but I didn't. On the rewatch, I didn't like it better. I gave it a 3 because I do think it's entertaining. Don't get me wrong. I feel like I had a lot of negatives, but I only gave 2 scores under 3. So like there's positives as well. I love Dwayne Johnson. We already know it. We've done a lot of his movies here. I'm a fan. I love Bruce Willis. And I think the action's fun. I love the mountains. I love the ninja stuff. I do genuinely think it's really good and fun. The movie's still fun, but I think the first one's more fun. And while I could agree with you if you wanted to say that this one is like better in some ways, I do agree, I am more entertained by the first movie than this movie.
Mm.
Because it is, to me, when you have something that's kind of inherently dumb and you lean into it, it makes it more fun. Rather than when you have something that's inherently dumb and then you try to make it serious. You know, like, all right, what if the G.I. Joes were in the real world? I don't necessarily want, you know what I mean? Like, make the G.I. Joe world, but bring it to life with live actors and modern day. See what you could do. And I feel like they tried to do that in the first movie, for better or worse, and it's goofy. But this one's not goofy enough. So, like you had mentioned about me in the popcorn action, absolutely. Like, if your movie's about an elite force of soldiers with all, they only use nicknames. Bro, when The Rock introduces his friend, he's like, this Flint, this is Lady J. He don't even say their real names. Like, when you got characters who don't have real names and they just, it's like, come on, be stupider. And this one is not stupid enough. It's still entertaining. I still like it. I'm not going to like get rid of it or anything. Like, it's, I could definitely do a double feature, no problem. But I like the first one a little bit better. So I give this one a 3.
Okay, so it's weird, right? I gave this one a 3 too. I agree with you. I like this one more than the first. Yeah. Now, don't get me wrong. I do like the popcorn action. But I think for me, I like this one because it's more towards the source material of G.I. Joe. Where you can't go wrong. Honestly, if you're a guy that likes G.I. Joe, you can't go wrong. Now, if you're a purist and you're like, oh, it's not like the cartoon, then you're going to go with 2 more than 1.
I would think so.
I enjoyed 2 more because I think I got more snake eyes, more action. Sucks that we didn't get Duke more in the first movie, but I agree. This is very double feature. Like, you can just go back to back with this one. But yeah, I gave it a 3 also. So what's your total?
Or you may not be like either of us, and you might be like these critics and audience scores who just don't like it at all, which is, I could totally understand that as well. My total points is a 14 out of a 25. I'm surprised. Wow. When I was writing my scores down, I was like, well, I thought I liked this better. So 14.
I give this a 17 out of a 20.
That's fine.
I enjoy this one way more than the other one.
I think I would have gave this a 20 out of a 25 back in 2013. But 2025, Nate, it's hardcore.
I give this, so it's funny because the first one I gave a 14 out of a 25. So the same score you gave, I just gave
and
this
And I think
one
I gave that one like a 7. We flip-flopped.
Yeah.
See? So people can't say we're lying. I gave the first one a better and you gave it lower. You gave this one better and I gave it lower. And we each said we liked the other one better. So there you go.
All right. So what's coming up next on the podcast?
So coming up next, I didn't even mean to do this. Uh-oh. But apparently we have a Hasbro double feature here because the next movie is not only our water-based movie, but it's also based off of a board game. This is based off toys. So we're going to do a little battleship on our next episode. And then we will be wrapping up these live action G.I. Joe movies next week with Snake Eyes. It's called, the name of the movie is Snake Eyes G.I. Joe Origins. That's the name. They try to be like opposite of X-Men Origins Wolverine and they put the name first instead. It's still dumb. But anyway, you could just call it Snake Eyes, honestly.
Yeah.
So yes, Snake Eyes G.I. Joe Origin.
So you know what's funny? Like, I was like, oh, I didn't ever seen Battleship, but watching the movie, I remember the scenes. I was like, oh, I did see this movie.
I've definitely seen it.
Yeah, so it's been a while. That's why I was like, this movie. So, yeah, can't wait to talk about it. But that's going to be really fun. Yes. Okay, with that said, guys, you guys want to follow us on our social media accounts, please follow Nate over on Instagram at NateFlixReviews. Check out the podcast with him and his friends called NateFlix Movie Reviews. Anything action movie, guys, head over to youtube.com/actionmovieguys. Subscribe, leave comments on your favorite episodes, and also you could take us on the go with the Action Movie Guys podcast, available on all podcast platforms. And of course, you guys can follow Geeks and Flix on Instagram and TikTok under Geeks, the letter N, Flix. Other than that, I'm your host, Ash Figueroa. My co-host is
Nate from Nate Flix Reviews.
Be awesome to each other and geek out.